Yet in the New Testament, it's so different that an unbelieving spouse sanctifies their entire household. Because the focus has shifted from the power of sin, which is still a reality. The emphasis has shifted from the power of sin to the power of righteousness. The power of righteousness. Suddenly, you are salt, light, and leaven. That was a word that never could have been given to Israel. Because they could live righteously in the sense that they could obey the law the best they knew how. But even, I forget the chapter now. But where Jesus gives this parable about, or this illustration about someone who had died and was in Sheol, was in torment, and the one who was righteous, and they cried out and they said, can we go back and warn our brothers? Even though we are here in torment, can we warn our brothers? And Jesus makes this statement. He says, if they don't listen to Moses and the law, they won't listen to you. In other words, if they didn't respond to the law, they won't respond to the resurrection. What that does is it creates a level playing field. There is something that the Lord can do, Old and New Testament, to look at the heart of people and recognize an equal response to truth, to the reality of God's love and His presence. So the severity of sin becomes the context, the power of uncleanness. You're carrying a lamb to be sacrificed in the Old Testament. Somebody comes and spits on it. Their uncleanness just contaminated your offering. Because that's the overwhelming lesson beginning to end, is that it'll get on you. And unfortunately, the way Jesus modeled life hasn't caught on. And honestly, part of the reason is it comes down to this, is we actually have to believe we're born again. It really is the truth. Paul did this whole thing in Romans 6 that is fascinating to me. He talks about the death and the resurrection of Christ. And then he says, all right, let me put this in my terms. It's a thing that he builds for about 6 or 7 verses. He says, in the same way that Jesus was buried, you in baptism are buried, raised. He gives this whole picture. And then at the end of it, he says, even so, in the same measure you believe that that's true, even so, think of yourself as dead to sin.